This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We began a 4S or four-step study of stewardship based on 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 in our last visit. Let's continue to spread out what we find in these chapters. Paul appeals to the Corinthians to follow through on their promise to give toward the need of Christians in Israel. The last half of chapter 8 is devoted to explaining how he will responsibly handle the gifts collected for this cause. Stewardship involves more than getting people to give. We must wisely manage and use what is given. In chapter 9, Paul reminds the Corinthians to fulfill their promise because he shared with others what they promised and didn't want himself or them to be embarrassed. He makes it clear there is good reason for them to follow through on their generous promise. Verse 6 reminds them, "Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." To make sure they don't give because they've been pressured, he says each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Again, he reminds them that we can't outgive God. To conclude, he declares that when gifts are shared with those in need, not only will those needs be met, but they will thank and praise God. In addition, those who received God's provision will pray for God's blessing on those who gave. In our next visit, we'll sort this information and structure it into an outline, then summarize what we've learned into some applications. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.